Justin, I know. Wait a minute. Is it proper for me to be calling you Justin? Do I now have to say State Representative Everett or Sir or King?
Randy, I still put my pants on one leg at a time. We're assistant legislature. So I'm no different than the average person, you know.
Hey, dude,
it's
is cool.
It's not a glamorous job. We're just average people, you know, trying to do good by the state.
Well, I know we want to talk, and since you've said you could stick around, maybe we can explore some things together. I know that we want to talk about – the reason I had called you and asked you to come on was because this was the first week of the state legislature. You're a brand-new legislator, and I thought it might be interesting for folks to hear not only what went on, maybe some of the bills that were run and that made people sick and, you know, that sort of thing, but just kind of what it's like from your perspective. But we were talking about because Rose the Liberal called in, we were talking about what she surmised as the demise of the Republican Party. And I really appreciated what a great segue that was for you to come back and talk about how, you know, from your perspective, from my perspective, the reason Republicans are losing elections is because they've gotten away from the conservative values that makes Republicans win. And what I fear, Justin, and I don't know what you're seeing, it's awfully early, obviously, in Colorado and in this session, is that Republicans are buying into the liberal mantra. And instead of refocusing on limited government, on security, on individual responsibility, on freedom, they're trying to be these mushy middle-of-the-roaders, thinking that that's going to help them get elected. They're overreacting to what was a very disappointing election, but is very explainable. Explainable by a weak candidate at the top of the ticket. Explainable by a once-in-a-century politician in Barack Obama. We're not going to have to face that guy again unless he appoints himself dictator. So I think there are a whole host of ways that Republicans can recover their bearings without throwing in the towel on being Republicans.
Well, I think it goes back to what I said in the segue is that, you know, we need to actually stand for something and put our best foot forward and show that, you know, we stand for the Constitution, we stand for conservative values, and we just didn't hear that. You know, the whole jobs and economy concept, you know, blandly, jobs and economy is about jobs and the economy. I mean, that really wasn't moving any numbers towards the end of the election. We need to have more to it. You know, Obamacare, the Obamacare issue. It's like, okay, everybody's made their decision where they come down on Obamacare. So those were our two main issues that we were just sort of pushing, you know, pushing the button, but we weren't doing anything bold, sort of those bold colors versus pale pastels that Ronald Reagan talked about back in 1979.
We nominated Mitt Romney and just handed that the Obamacare issue completely over.
And that was the other problem is that the messenger has to have some sort of credibility. And since the model for Obamacare came out of Mitt Romney's whole concept or scheme in Massachusetts, and I believe Massachusetts has 33% higher healthcare costs than any other state, if you're rallying against something that you were once for, it destroys your credibility. And things on, like, guns and other things where, you know, he was anti-gun when he was running for governor of Massachusetts, then all of a sudden he's a gun guy. And so, you know, when voters are evaluating their candidates, the credibility factor is huge. And I don't think we had everybody's been piling on Romney since he lost, but, I mean, this is just – fact of the matter. I mean, he wasn't able to shore up the base, and we saw that in some of the turnout numbers, as Democrats were turning out in droves in far greater percentages, especially in my district, than for Republicans. And we were just trying to get some air there, you know, from our campaign, because it was all Mitt Romney 24/7, 365.
Well, and once all the votes were counted, the bottom line is that somewhere between 300 and less than 500,000 votes across six states are what swung this election for Barack Obama. And a lot of Republicans, especially the conservative side of the Republican Party, just simply stayed home. And so that's something that ought to be able to reinvigorate Republicans a little bit. The other thing is, even though we lost, talking about the national election, even though some seats were lost, look at the quality of people that won. Ted Cruz in Texas, for example. Justin Everett in House District 22. You laugh, but I'm absolutely serious, Justin. True constitutional conservatives willing to not only believe in something, but to stand on something when you make decisions and to articulate it loud and proud.
Absolutely. And even here in the state legislature, I mean, we were told not to go to meetings and not fill out surveys and not really take any strong stances on anything. Obviously, I didn't do that because I think I was on Grassroots Radio a couple times with you where we definitely fleshed out a bunch of issues. But again, it's that sort of, you know, we're within the past a 2-minute warning and we're just going to, you know, kneel down and let the clock run out. We weren't going to push any issues. We weren't going to rock the boat. We weren't going to be sort of those bold conservatives. And I think, you know, we paid for it. And in all those races that were supposedly competitive races ended up not being competitive races because our candidates just weren't taking strong stances on anything. So, you know, it is what it is. We're going to go through this battle every 2 years about, yeah, we need to, you know, move to the left, further left, further left. And then, of course, there'll be those of us will push back. Actually, we need to move further right because it seems that we're always compromising with the Democrats, much to their side. And that's how we end up with $17 trillion deficits and, you know, our Constitution basically being used as toilet paper.
Well, it's how we wind up with someone like my friend Rose calling in and actually are talking as though the Democrat Party was somehow the mainstream party now.
And again, we just have to get better with our messaging and explain, you know, the Democrats are lucky because they have the press that seems to be able to print their talking points on a regular basis where they want some, you know, quick soundbite from us that, you know, doesn't necessarily get our message out there. So we just have to be better. We have to be a lot more disciplined. And I think it starts with everything from candidate training, you know, on down the line supporting our candidates. Because I can tell you flat out that just our first week in the legislature, it seems like our colleagues on the other side of the aisle just to seem a lot more on the ball, on message, ready to go right out of the gate to where we're sort of left up to our own devices. So, you know, it's almost like they're the varsity and we're the ninth grade team a lot of times. And, you know, we're working on fixing that. And, you know, Randy, I know you want to be a big part of that. And we got to have help. I mean, we did a lot of things wrong this last election. And still, in a lot of these races, we were close enough to where we just need to do it right. And the Dems, I thought, were pretty good across the board. I mean, they're firing on all cylinders. And, you know, there's been plenty of articles written about how great the Obama machine was and the whole nine yards. So we just have to get a little bit better to win these elections, and I think it does start with conservative values and supporting our candidates. But
be of good heart out there. You could look back to the election of Ronald Reagan, you could look back to the election of George W. Bush, and you would see articles in the New York Times from Democrats saying this is the end of the Democrat Party as we know it. This is always how it feels. This is always how it's talked about. And you know, mainstream media, newspapers, television stations, ratings are going down, newspapers are closing. Meanwhile, the alternative medias are expanding. We're connecting, we're growing, we're learning, we're talking. And there's great, great reason for optimism.
Yeah, and I think the other issue is that the Democrats are very good about thinking long term. We're always thinking short term, you know, 2-year cycles. And the Democrats are looking at that long game. We used to do that. I mean, you talk about Ronald Reagan. I mean, you know, 64 is what laid the groundwork for Ronald Reagan. A great speech, Time for Choosing, when Barry Goldwater was running for president. And, you know,
and 12 years later, Ronald Reagan, 2 terms.
And in 1980, I mean, he won in a landslide.
Greatest economic growth in the history of the world.
Think about the long game. I mean, everything from developing our bench, which we really don't have here in Colorado. I mean, there's so many things we need to work on, Randy. It's just incredible. But right now, I mean, I got to be honest with you, this first week in the legislature, we kept on hearing for the last couple months that it's like drinking out of a fire hose. It's like drinking out of a fire hose because you're just getting a lot of stuff thrown at you really quickly. And, you know, you and I are both law school grads, and I hope your listeners won't pass judgment on us. But, you know, we're a little more in tune to sort of drinking out of the fire hose, but this is just a whole nother level. In fact, just so I could come on your radio show, this was the first time I left the office before midnight all week.
Well, that is remarkable. And when we come back from the break, we want to hear from newly elected state representative Justin Everett about the first week as a Colorado state legislator. And if you have questions for him, now's the time to get on board. 303-477-5600. We'll be right back on Grassroots Radio. And we're back on the Friday night edition of Grassroots Radio Colorado. Ken and Jason are out. They'll be back in on Monday, God willing, weather permitting. And I'm Randy Corcoran, filling in for the boys tonight. It's really great to be with you on a Friday night. I'm almost never available on Fridays, so I was excited when I got the opportunity tonight. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to join the show, 303-477-5600. We have, I think we're under 20 degrees out there. When I drove in, my car door froze shut, had to stick my elbow in it. So just be really, really careful out there. Stay safe. Keep tuned to Grassroots Radio. And, you know, if you're stuck in traffic and feeling lonely, give us a call. 303-477-5600. No, this is not the Lonely Hearts Show. In fact, we're talking about Colorado politics with State Representative Justin Everett, who just finished his first week. And Justin, you said that tonight, Friday night, is the first night this week that you've been home before midnight. So let's talk a little bit about what it's like to be a first-time state legislator.
Well, on Wednesday we got sworn in, and, you know, you get to have family. It's the only time you can have family on the floor and so on and so forth, at least sit. You're not allowed, if you're not a member or a clerk, you really can't sort of walk in the aisles on the House. It's sort of one of the traditional things. So they suspend those rules for that. So I had my dad down with me, and you know, it was nice to have that family moment. And then we'd already started pretty much getting to work on drafting our bills, and then we got our committee assignments a while back. So it's a lot of information that you need to learn. It's sort of, you know, it's like case law, learning case law on crack. It's just a bunch of numbers, statistics, background information, getting all caught up. I'm one of the few members that's actually on three primary committees. I think I'm one of six members of our whole Republican side that's on that. So I'm on education. I'm on the new public health care financing one that Speaker Ferrandino created, which is going to deal with, at least the Dems are going to try to push a great expansion of Medicaid, and also the implementation of one of our favorite topics, the healthcare exchange.
Woohoo!
Yeah, and then I'm also
AmyCare.
Yeah, I'm on the transportation committee, which they added energy back in, so we'll probably see all of the anti-hydraulic fracturing and all the anti-oil and gas, you know, let's kill one of the best industries of high-paying jobs in Colorado bills. So, but just getting up to speed on everything and getting our bills prepared, and also there's, you know, it's like getting hired onto a new job. So you have a bunch of colleagues down there that you need to get to know. So on top of the hard work, you know, there's been some social events to where it's sort of get to know, you know, who, what, why, and where, and we're normally quadruple booked. And, you know, it's just been a lot of busy work and a lot of constituent calls already, and people are lobbying on bills. And, you know, it's like drinking out of a fire hose. It's very rewarding, and we need to move Colorado forward. But it's sort of playing catch-up right now.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
And I'll be working through the weekend, but, of course, I'm going to take off a couple hours so I can watch the Broncos game. I will not be there, but I will definitely be watching on TV to support our Denver Broncos.
Don't worry, my brother. You shall be heard, because I will be there with two of the loudest friends I have, and we're going to be ready for bear. So
right.
Ken Clark called in from his top secret assignment with Jason earlier, and I don't think he's listening now because they had to go back into this meeting, but he said, you know, our friend Rich Bratton, friend of the show, the founder of Principles of Liberty website, the website that really keeps track of these bills and the votes of the individual legislators. And but the comment from Ken Clark was that when Rich Bratton took a look at the first eight bills to go through the House, that he had to find a vomit bag and went and curled up in the fetal position. So sounds like it was pretty bad. And hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about some of those bills and maybe the speech from the new leader, Democrat leader of the House. But I kind of volunteered you without checking with you first, and I've gotten in trouble for doing this before, so before I do it, I want to make sure it's okay. A couple of people have called in with questions for you.
Sure.
All right, well, let's go to the first one then. That's Aaron in Eaton with a question for State Representative Justin Everett. Aaron, welcome to Grassroots Radio.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your taking our calls. I'm thrilled to get the chance to ask a question.
Shoot.
So my question is, I'm presently in the National Guard, and I'm actually heading down to duty right now. So we are kind of precluded from getting involved in politics. But it's something as a conservative Christian I feel a responsibility to do as we get farther and farther from the Constitution. What are some things that I could do to position myself well to do what you do?
You mean to run for office and get in the legislature? Or?
Yes, that's exactly right.
You know, I think it starts with just becoming active. If you are living in Colorado, it's a real low bar to entry. We have a caucus system here in Colorado. You show up to your neighborhood meeting once every 2 years. You can get elected a delegate to the various assemblies and help get candidates elected and get to know people and get to know the process. And then, you know, become one of those glamorous state legislators that makes $30,000 a year putting in 300 hours a week.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be doing it for the money. It's because of to get a handle on some of the craziness that's going on.
Now, Aaron, it's terrific, and how awesome of you to call in tonight with a question about how to get involved. I mean, you know, you'd think it'd be kind of, doesn't everybody know how to do that? But 2 years ago, I had absolutely no idea what I was doing. I guess it's more than 2 years now, but I was feeling very, very uncomfortable with the sudden shift in the direction where the country was going, and started showing up for things, whether it was a Republican event, a Tea Party event. I started talking to people, introducing myself, and letting them know that I wanted to do something. And the other thing is, I think, because one of the big problems Republicans have, and fortunately Justin's not one of them, is that they can't articulate a message. They can't turn a question from the press or from a liberal around to actually be, in a persuasive way, point out to people why conservatism is still the best approach for freedom and prosperity. And that being the case, you've got to do your homework before you try and put yourself out in front of people.
And something else you can do, especially, is hold your elected officials accountable. I mean, if they're, you know, not following their oath and doing things against the Constitution, which, you know, I know you probably swore an oath to uphold the Constitution as well, if you're active duty, you know, hold them accountable. I mean, deluge them with emails, you know, make phone calls. It does make a difference, because we do listen. In fact, we've been getting a number of emails on a bunch of issues, from gay marriage to guns to a bunch of things. So, you know, definitely contact us. We do listen. You know, we do try to follow up, but it does make an impact as well.
Aaron, thank you very much for the call. Thanks for your service, and absolutely thanks for your interest in getting involved. That's exactly how we turn this thing around. Justin, you're a captive audience, man. You said you'd stick around. We got a late start with you, so I'm going to hold you through the top of the hour, because I still want to hear more about this first week when we get back on Grassroots Radio Colorado.